आदौ श्रद्धा तथा साधु संग जन दैट इज भजन क्रिया श्रवण कीर्तन एक्सेट्रा देन अनर्थ निवृत्ति undesirable elements gradually die out. Anartha nivetti, vado nishtha, then real adherence begins to the cause. Anartha nivetti, vado nishtha rutistata, nishtha nairantajya, a continuous flow of life of that thought, continuous. Nishtha means continuous. Continuity comes and undesirable things disappear from the mind. Then continuity begins, nishtha. Then ruchi, real test, awakens. Ruchi, stata. Athasakti. Then the test becomes more intense and it is named as asakti. Whenever little steps comes in the memory, in the continuance, then of course he feels pain. That is asakti. Athava bhava. Then bhava bhakti. Just like the bloom. Bloom. What is the primitive stage of a flower?
Bud.
Bud. Then the bud, bud of devotion, prema, comes. After that, that bloom, bhava bhakti, then prema bhakti begins.
Maharaj, did you say ashakti?
Ashakti tatu bhava.
That he feels, if there's some discontinuation in the nishta, that he feels pain?
Its continuation is little spread, he feels pain. Mm-hmm. Then it comes to the stage of ashakti. Mm-hmm. Then atho bhava, that bad condition, and then prema, it is blossoming. And then sneha man pranaya, division in the prema. Sneha man pranaya rag, anurag, bhav, mahabhav. Bhav goes to sakhurasa only to shubha that are connected. And mahabhav, otherwise bhav in vatsudra rasa and madhura rasa in general. And mahabhav only is that for Dada Thakurani. That is, we are told. The stages of bhakti.
But you were saying that the Rupanugas, they get some taste of that Mahabhava?
Taste of Mahabhava, but quantity is small. The quality, that quality descend, can descend to that position.
Maharaj, you said sadhan, then apan.
Apandasa, then prapandasa. This is apandasa means to this realization. Okay. And then prapan, that he can give to others. Prapan. Apandasa. So two class. That bhastu siddhi is also prapan. Swarup siddhi, apan, and vastu siddhi, prapan. Prakrishti rupeno, apan. Finalized. Finally entered into the group.
Now Maharaj, is that possible while in this present body? Because once I've heard our Guru Maharaj explain, Tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti, mam eti. So explaining mam eti, he said that Sanatan Goswami has said that this means first one is transferred to that universe where Krishna's lila.
He can come only by his direction. For his own fault he is to come back. But he may come when desired by the Lord, go and as he himself comes. So under his direction, he may be sent here to do good to others. Prapana, mameti. may come here as an avatar. Avatar comes. In this way he may come here.
Who?
Or the Prapan Nameti, who has finally achieved
matured.
That stage, achieved the stage. Right. Finally, he also may come, not for his weakness, but
right.
when sent by the Lord.
Yes.
To fulfill some purpose, just like avatar.
But he said, our Guru Maharaj said that there, in that universe where Krishna's pastimes are being enacted, that one would serve as an apprentice. One would serve as an apprentice.
In other words, mane Krishna lila made a pravesh kora age Krishna lila te anmagrahan kore sahajya korte hobe.
Sarup shakti and sarup siddhi and vastu siddhi. When one attains the stage of sarup siddhi, then avan, then from avan to prapan, it is said that when Krishna has descended in any brahmanda, he is transferred there. And he gets chance of participating in that pravanchalila. That pravanchalila. And after participation there, practically with the company of the gopi, it is finalized and it is vastu siddhi, that is prapan. প্রপঞ্চলীলা তে স্বয়ং স্বরূপ সিদ্ধির পরে প্রপঞ্চলীলা চান্স পায়, তারপর সেইখানে তে ফার্স্ট পার্টিসিপেশন ওয়েন হি কামস ইন দিস ওয়ার্ল্ড অ্যান্ড আফটার পার্টিসিপেশন দ্যাট ইজ এ প্রবেশনার অ্যান্ড দেন পার্মানেন্ট সার্ভিস বিকামস পার্মানেন্ট.
ইয়েস, সো হোয়াট আই ওয়ান্টেড টু নো ইজ ইট পসিবল ফর ওয়ান who is in the conditioned state, Nitya Badha, to progress to this state of...
unconditioned.
But to the point of prapana, as you said, in this lifetime, before giving up this body.
Possible, but not all cases, special cases. In one life, one may achieve that sort of siddhi. It is possible, but not very cheap.
Yes. Was that the case of Bilva Mangal Thakur?
Bilva Mangal. Yes, we consider it. If we do not take him as he to teach us.
Yes.
There are so many aloas that come, and in their activity also so many mundane is to be seen. But that is all show. Only to help us. To take us from the lower position to the higher, they play the part of the Bhadriva. But really they are mukta. So not only in all cases we should think that he, from Bhadra, he has come to be mukta, the final stage.
Also,
in Jagai Mai case, Pati Pabanna me Sakshi Dui Bhai, it has been told. Mahapapi Dui Jagai Mahapuradi Dui Jagai Madhai, who are said to be the standard sinner that was saved by Mahaprabhu. They are also told that Padipabandame Sakhi Dui Bhai, they came to play the part of the witness that such pavan, that such purification is possible to help us. The purification from such wretched position to attain the highest end. That is possible by the grace of the Lord, by having us personality. They stood as witness. We are taught. Jagaiman, first they are in Vaikuntha, Jai Vijay. And then Hiranyanaka, Hiranyakasipu, Ravan, Kumbhakarna, Shishuval, Dantavakra. Again they have been taken from Brahmaloka to become Jagai Madhavi. That shadow, that's ideal.
But Maharaj, in the seventh canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Yudhisthira Maharaj, he said that I cannot believe that some servitors of Krishna, unflinching servitors of Krishna, that they would fall from Vaikuntha. Yudhisthira Maharaj, when he heard about his cousins, who were they in that birth? What were their names? Shishupal and Dantavakra. When he heard that they were associates of Vishnu, he said, I cannot believe that they could fall from Vaikuntha.
Yes. The underlying part is this, that temporary abhisar ke jakun namiya da hai. Degradation. A conditional degradation is no degradation. Do you follow?
No.
The one officer has committed something wrong, and he is suspended for some time. And suspension is not dismissal. The service is there, something like that. But he came, was conditional. After 3 months, he would be again reinstated, and because they were in service of Narayana. Narayana's sympathy is there. Only to keep the formal respect of the rishi, they were asked to accept externally that sort of show. And they were again reinstated in that formal position. So, really, they were not helpless at the time of their fall. There was Narayan's presence, sympathy was with them. It was externally, the formally, they were to observe, to keep the respect of the rishi.
Yes.
But internally, when they have acquired sympathy of Narayana, neha vikramasasti pattavayu na vidyate. Salpama pushya salpama shatayati mahatu bhayat. Finally, to give respect to the worldly rishis, they were made to accept that sort of play.
Yes.
That is the underlying meaning.
Now, should we think that generally this is the case, the jiva, the baddha jiva?
In some cases it may be thought, and also in the general cases it is such depth of vision may have in some quarters of the devotees whose vision are very deep and far-reaching. Because Maya herself is a conditioned thing. Conditioned, Mayic pillar. So, as much as long it may be, still it is not infinite, part of infinite. But so it is finite. vibhida, the finite. So, in consideration with infinite time, the long ages has got no value. Long ages has no value in consideration with the infinite. In consideration, you see, everything is relative. All visions more or less are relative. So, human life, 100 years, and there's maybe an insect in 1 hour, so many generations. The Brahma Yuga, the Deva Yuga, then this ordinary Yuga, they all relative calculation. So, when Maya is conditional, all the time calculation of this world begins when we enter the my ego, we come within the form of thought, time, space, person. These are the form of thought comes from ego. This ego of the non-eternal aspect, the phenomenal aspect. Am I clear? No. No. Anadi. The connection with this mic world has called anadi. Anadi means beginningless.
Yeah.
Beginningless. But anadi has been explained in this way. Why it is anadi? Because after he enters the this phenomenal world, then he comes within the factor of space-time. Space begins, yeah. Time begins. It is a form of thought. When the whole world, whole creation is dissolved, it enters in the mind. You see the land, the solid enters into liquid, liquid enters into heat, heat enters into gas, moisture, and the gas enters into ether, and ether enters into mind. The object of thought. So subjective evolution enters into thought, ego.
Mind to intelligence, to
intelligence to ego, then no experience, no world of experience of this world. Again, when creation begins, the Gitir Mahan, Mahatu Ahankaro, Ahankara Panchatam Mahatu, this way the gross things come. And they enter into the subtle, into the, they are all mental forms. So, the participation of the soul, this material world has been called anadi, which has no beginning. Because it affects, before he enters the factor of time and this. Juryokal. So when one can see that this is limited, however lengthy it may be seem to the victims of Maya, still it is a limited thing. So in their consideration it may be like that. The jiva is engaged in the pastimes of the Lord, and as reaction they have got sleeping tendency, and in sleeping they are having a dream, and that dream they are they may be seen to be acting different ways in this world, and the dream finished, and then he awakes,
is his bhajan at home, back to God, back to home. There he lies. It has been also told, but such vision is the rarely to be had, the most spacious. Whatever is indirect, that is always cooperating fully with the direct. It is a servant of direct. It has got not independent value. They're only helping the direct. The indirect is always meant only to help the direct, not otherwise. So, they see the negative also is in positive, something like that, this negative, this sort of negative, not in Sarva-Shakti negative. That is, Mahabhagavata, who cannot see anything but Krishna. Anything but Krishna, Sarva-Shakti. Always happened in Sarva-Shakti area. To become conscious of my Shakti is generally come in Madhyamadhika, who can seize Maya. In the first stage, not Maya to do any mischief to them, but doing mischief to others, in this way. Paradukha-dukhi, no pain in himself, but is affected by the misery of others. Direct and indirect, Krishna and Maya. The Maya is to help Krishna. In the fullest sense, when they can realize that this is, has got not her own status to oppose Krishna, but is praying at the hand of Krishna to serve her, his own purpose, as a doll in his hand. And that, when the vision is extended so much, to the fullest. I said, what is Maya? That is a peon. That is nothing. And when already we are Maya, we do not find any end of Maya. We in his souls, no end of Maya, Yodhyan. According to end of vision, according to the position, all relative view, conception, we may think out. Hare Krishna, Hare Teji Asan Nadu Sāya Banne Sabhu Yujata Taturāyan Marisheti Pasu Buddhi Vimāṁ Jai Teji Asan Nadu Sāya Banne Sabhu Yujata. Great, nothing to be, no blame can affect them. A man may be so great that little anomaly may not affect him. Banne sarva bhuju yatha, Sukadeva Goswami says, just as fire can eat everything and digest, something like that. Tejiyasan adusaya. Another example that he did is that Tejiyasan adusaya. Banne sarva bhuju yatha. Another example I cited.
He said the official. When an official makes a mistake.
Example. Banne sarva bhuju yatha. Another example I got in my mind, but I missed it. Vanni sarva bhuju yatha. are so strong that Maya cannot do anything effectless for them. Gaurari Bol.
Maharaj, I was also wondering, in the Jivasamrita Sindhu, in the chapter on neutral love of God, Shantarasa, in the end of the chapter, Rupa Goswami gives Bilva Mangal Thakur as an example. So I couldn't understand that. I thought he was an example of someone in Madhurya Rasa because of his book, Krishna Karanamrita. But he's...
What Rupa Goswami has done?
Given Bilva Mangal Thakur as an example of Shanta Rasa.
Then?
But I thought he was an example of Madhurya. Bilva Mangal Thakur and Shukadev Goswami.
Shanta Rasa.
Give me that pink book, Nectar of Devotion. Here, in this Nectar of Devotion, our Guru Maharaj's summary of Bhakti Goswami Sindhu, he says, Shukadev Goswami, Bilva Mangal Thakur, their giving up of the impersonal conception of the Absolute Truth and taking to devotional service are the best examples of devotees being situated in the neutral state.
Last part.
He said, they're giving up the impersonal conception of the Absolute Truth and taking to devotional service are the best examples of devotees being situated in the neutral state.
Atmaram, neutral state. From Nirvishesha, they have entered the realm of Svavishesha, Santara. Raya namunayo rajan nivritta vidishesata, nadgunna stharamanteshma gunanu katane hari. Atma rama shtimuneo nadgam thayo purukkame, kudbanta hitukim bhakti mittam bhuto guna hari. Parinishtitubi nadgunne uttama shloka lidaya, Grihita Cheta Raja Sri Akhanam Jada Dhita Vaha. Of course, from Nirvishesha, the conception of Nirvishesha Brahma, he came not only to Vasudev conception or Narayan conception, they went forward to have Krishna conception in their appreciation. Now, they are considered to be in Shanta Rasa. There is a difficult thing. Shukadev Goswami has given us so many things, even Rasa Leela, Gopi Gita, Radharani's Vida, Krishna's pastimes with the his brains, Bhatsadva Rasam. But still he is not considered to be established in the highest position of the rasa world, sukha. For some purpose, that rasa was pleased through him. But that does not mean that he has entered there and he is established there. For the particular service or purpose of the Lord, through him it was given to the world. Given to the world. Just as Prabhupada Bhakko, he does not know, though all these higher thoughts pass through him, but still he was a peon of those higher thoughts, delivered letters. But he himself had no permanent settlement in that highest quarter. We do not hear about that. We see in Chaitanya Bhagavat, Mahaprabhu asking to Sivas, that what type of devotion you think this Nara means, my Advaita. Sivas Pandit told that like Sukh and the Prahlad, Mahaprabhu was enraged. The Sukh is a boy of the other day. You put my Advaita in the same rank, he was enraged. He's a fire type. So Sukadeva, who gave the Bhagavatam, it was necessary because to the intellectualist, the so-called learned, to convert them, Sukadeva was used. But and the Vidramangal has been called Sukoli Shuko, was of the similar nature, Vidramangal, Lida Shuk is his name. He also came from that Mayabad, Sananda Shuk, Singhasana of the Diksha. And he went far up to appreciate and give to the world his fervent poetries about Krishna Lila to the public. But he is more concerned with Krishna than the gopis. Krishna than the gopis. So they were utilized by Krishna to give it to the public for the facility of their conviction. That such man who was a sinner, then who was a Mayavadi Gani, and then he was again converted into Krishna Lila, then Krishna Lila must be above this Gano and others. And it is practically helpful. Such a sinner is converted overnight. Yes. So to give these teachings to the world, to help the public, for the necessity of the devotional for preaching facility, they have been utilized by the higher power, but he himself do not possess. But we are told like that. Though many things unknown to them has been delivered through them. Vyasu vetti no vettiva. Just yes. As there is a saying, the Vyasa has given everything, but he may not know the real purpose.
Yes. But I thought that he said, aham veti, suka veti.
Suka veti, Vyasa veti no vettiva.
But he says, suka veti, he knows. Now we're saying he does not know.
That's veti. That is from one plane. This is talk of Shiva himself. But Shiva's knowledge is also limited. The knowledge, who is the author of this shlok, his realization is also limited. From his standpoint, he says like so. Ang vetti suko vetti, vyasu vetti no vetti va. The higher knowledge can make the lower as an instrument to serve its purpose. Something like that.
There is another problem.
Huh?
Another problem.
Yes.
In the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Yes.
We read that Shanta Ras, that bhakti has not really begun in Shanta Ras.
Bhakti means service not begun.
Yes.
So it has been translated as neutral. Not really neutral, but prejudiced in favor of the vilasa, of the serving. But not actual service there. Prahlad has been told to be the example of Santa Rasa. Prahlad himself says, I keep in my memory, but actual service not to be found in me. That fortunate man is Hanuman. Devotee go to him, to Hanuman. He does actual service of the Lord. And Hanuman also sent to
Pandavas,
the Sakkarasa. The Dasyarasa, then Sakkarasa is better than Dasya. Then Pandava says to Jadava, Vatsalarasa, then Uddhava, Premanishtha Vatsalarasa. Jnana Bhakti Parama Premanishtha Astata, Karmibhva Paritu Haripriyata Bhaktim Jajur Jnana. Devotion next to it, material achievement, that is the lowest. Devotion mixed with pure consciousness, that is next higher stage. Then independent of material, that is the influence of exploitation and renunciation, that sort of devotion to be traced. Jnana sunya karmi bhav paritu haripriyata bhakti yajur jnana stegva jnana vimukta bhakti parama. That is the type of Narada, jnana sunya bhakti parama, jnana vimukta bhakti parama. It's more appreciable of bhakti and disappreciation in the world of exploitation as well as of renunciation. The example is Narada. Jnana vimukta bhakti parama, prema ikanishtha astata. Then, exclusively attentive towards the prema bhakti, that is the example is Uddhava, connected with Varya, that is the highest stage of devotion. Tadvastha pasupala pankajadira. Then the highest stage, pasupala, the gopis as general, dope gopi in Varya. Pasupala pankajadira, tadbhupisa radhika. And amongst them also, Radharani is unprecedented. Her devotion, her service has got no parallel. And this way, it is the way of development, of devotion. Gaudhari Bhagul, Gaudhari Bhagul, Gaudhari Bhagul. Sukadev, who has given the whole of Bhagavatam, including everything, he said he is a mediator. So, the position of Bilvamangal Thakur, it has been detected by the great Acharya.
So the tendency is neutrality.
Neutral.
So doesn't
something like that. Sukadev, after finishing his lecture, he again entered into the non-differentiated class. The Jagamo Bhikshu Vishardam. That is strongly he pleaded the position that bhakti is higher than jnana. That was what was necessary there in the example by Shuk and his delivery. The jnana, the renunciation school was down. Finally. And then the structure grown up. And that came within him. It was necessary that it should become Sukhamukha Adamitadravasujam Samjitam. That God, in such a broader scale it came, and with the experience of Shuko in the details of the renunciationist school, the Gyanis, that it was able to clear vigorously the doubts of the Gyanis and to establish the truth of Bhagavatam, bhakti, prema bhakti. So he was used for the purpose. Sukadeva.
Yes. But in Krishna Karnamrita, Bilva Mangal Thakur, he says that he was initiated into the path of Brahman realization.
Yes.
Said, but now I have become misled by a naughty boy who is very cunning and who is very much attached to the gopis and who has made me his maidservant. So he's saying that he's become the maidservant.
Not maidservant, but maidservant. Dasi kita gopabodhu vicheno. The Sanskrit is not daso kita, dasi kita. Jena sukli kita hunsa. The ones have been done quite by whom? Asuklang, suklang karoti, suklikita, that is a technique in Sanskrit grammar. Dasikita means adasam, dasankita, dasa, who was not a slave, to make him slave. That dasikita in Sanskrit also it is like that. So not necessarily the mate of the gopis, but he may be, has given recognition that of a servant. Dasi kata, maybe a sakha. And he gave description mainly about Krishna,
yes,
and about including the gopis. That is also found in his statement. And fervently.
Who is the first author to present this Rupa Goswami's conception?
To?
To present in written form. Where the Gaudiya Siddhanta, in which writings does that first occur?
In Dasa Goswami we find, in Sanatana, in Jiva Goswami, mostly we find. Jiva Goswami, he gave commentary to Rupa Goswami's writings. Jiva Goswami himself, he was his direct disciple, and he was brought, palito, palito ki bale, he was under the care of Rupa Goswami, he grew up. So, Jiva Goswami and Dasa Goswami. Dasa Goswami took the rasa side and Jiva Goswami the shastric aspect. Explanation by Jiva Goswami. And the ecstatic aspect was given by Dasa Goswami to a certain extent. And Kaviraj Goswami has also given with quotation also the meaning of Rupa Goswami. Okay? I'm going to have to yell out or cover.
Half glass and I
half glass.
Some pseudo modern so-called Vaishnavas.
Yes.
They say that the Goswami Granth are not necessary. What is the cause of this disease? Why do they?
Because they can't tolerate their elimination from higher type of devotion.